Between him and blue eternity, there is only a window. More precisely, a thin bubble of transparent polymers, deceptively thin, he knows, for the cockpit canopy has been designed not only to withstand the heat and shearing forces of supersonic travel, but also the impact of anti-aircraft shrapnel and cannon fire. It is not a perfect defense against either by any means, but given the extreme environments in which the fighter jet was designed to operate, perfect is a relative concept. Humans weren't meant to travel at 2.5 times the speed of sound, 20,000 feet above the Earth's surface. That he is doing it now would have been considered a divine miracle in centuries past. His stomach drops as the nose of the aircraft rises abruptly, the G-forces pushing him down and back. "Hang on, Siggy." The voice, her voice, her clear, joyous, strong voice, resonates in his ears, reminding him that he is not alone. Or in control. She is. "Julie." He feels an almost overwhelming need to speak to her. There is something she needs to know, something critically important, but what it is he cannot remember. Something prevents him from remembering, from warning her. The pressure yields as the jet breaks, shedding speed with such abruptness that it feels like they have come to a dead stop in midair. This is an illusion. The plane is still rocketing across the sky, but now it is merely traveling only about as fast as a commercial airliner. To either side of the cockpit, the wings swivel outward until they are perpendicular to the airframe. The teardrop shape of the airfoils supply lift when the aircraft is traveling at subsonic velocities. As the plane approaches the Mach barrier, traditional aerodynamic concepts will no longer apply, and the wings will fold back against the fuselage so the increased drag does not rip the aircraft apart. Julie likes going fast. She always has. She is where she is, right here, right now, because of a line from an old movie about, what else, fighter jet pilots. He can still hear her chanting that line. "I feel the need for speed." If she is slowing down, it can only mean. He grips the base of his seat a heartbeat before the F-14 rolls over and remains inverted as it races forward. The acceleration holds him in his chair, that and the 5-point restraint system. But aside from the stomach-churning suddenness of the maneuver, he has no sense of being upside down. The only real difference is that instead of blue eternity, he now sees where the sky ends and a different kind of infinity begins. The endless blue-green of the ocean stretches out in every direction, as far as the eye can see. Somewhere behind them there is solid ground, but back is the one direction he cannot look. The aircraft rolls again, but instead of returning to an upright position, the plane begins corkscrewing through the air. All he can see is the light blue sky, the dark blue ocean, sky, ocean, light, dark. Blue eternity flashes so fast that he has to close his eyes or be driven mad. "Don't lose your lunch on me, Sig," Julie shouts playfully. "You know how hard it is to get the smell of puke out of these things." The twisting stops and he feels acceleration again. His stomach is no longer lurching. It feels like it has been completely ripped out of him. He can see both sky and ocean now, the dividing line directly below, and he knows what this means, too. A vertical dive. He tries to shout, but no sound comes out. He pounds on her seat, his brain about to burst with the intensity of the words his mouth cannot form. "Pull up. Please, Julie, for God's sake, pull up." But she is not there. The front seat is empty. His sister is gone, evaporated. The canopy is still intact. She didn't punch out. She is just not there anymore. It's as if Julie Sigler never existed. The endless sparkling blue resolves into cresting waves, rising and falling. Close. So close. A loud hiss fills the cockpit. Alarms sound, warning of imminent impact. He tries to reach out for the ejection handle, but his arms won't work. All around him, the sounds grow louder, deafeningly loud as the blue ocean reaches up and...